So welcome to the 40 Plus Fitness for Women podcast. I'm Lynn, your host, and enjoying a beautiful day off from my day job today, recording podcasts. I'm actually planning a trip to the US in early June. So I am pre-recording a bunch of podcasts because obviously I won't be able to do this while I'm on the road. I have my college reunion up in New Hampshire. So I'm really, really looking forward to seeing some of my old friends from college after, oh my God. I mean, some of them I literally haven't seen. Oh, I don't even want to say how many years, but I'm 52. So you can just count a little bit. It's been a few years. Anyway, so the topic of today's podcast is starting weight training after 50. And I wanted to share my journey. And because a lot of people ask, is it actually something you should do or could do after 50? And what's it really like? And, you know, all these kinds of things. So I wanted to share my experience about what is going on. And the thing for me is that it's not only about that I was 50 when I started back into weight training, but that I was actually already in post-menopause. So I really, really hope that this podcast will reach as many, many women as possible before they end up in that position so they can start much earlier, because it is far easier to get started earlier. The earlier you start, the better. So, but how did this all get started? So about a year and a half ago, I was brushing my teeth one morning downstairs in my bathroom. It has like this big mirror there on the wall. And, you know, I'm brushing my teeth as usual, maybe listening to a podcast or something. And I was wearing a spaghetti strap tank top, which is what I normally sleep in. So you could see my shoulders and my arms. And so I'm like brushing away, and then I suddenly caught a glance of myself in the mirror. You know how you sometimes see yourself like from a completely objective perspective when you catch yourself without expecting to catch yourself? But anyway, that happened to me that morning, and I was struck by the fact that my arms did not look right. My arms now had always been kind of the favorite part of my body. You know, you probably have a part too that, you know, you're particularly proud of, that you like it. It could be your eyes, your nose, your lips, your knees, your feet, whatever. You have something that you really like. And for me, it had always been my arms. And the thing that was not looking right about them now was that they were looking doughy. My arms and shoulders had always been something that I was proud to display. They always looked like I was an athlete, which I had been back in college, and then I'd always been very physically active since then, so they had stayed in pretty good shape. But suddenly I realized that, hey, I'm brushing my teeth, and normally I can see a bicep muscle wiggle there, and I can see my shoulder muscle, and I am not seeing anything. And at the same time, I heard in my head the words of one of my friends who's also divorced, who's a few years older than me, who a few weeks earlier had said to me when we were out that, you know, Lynn, we're reaching our best buy date. We've got to like hurry up and find somebody. And I remember at the time, I was like, that's ridiculous. We don't have a best buy date. That's crazy. But as I was standing there looking at my doughy arms, feeling like, oh, maybe she's right. I mean, I was divorced, dating. And you know what the dating scene is like nowadays. I mean, if you're married, you probably have heard of Tinder and the other online dating apps that are so superficial. So I had a little bit of a panic. I know I shouldn't be so superficial, but I'm being transparent. And the thing that felt so weird about it is I thought I was doing all the right things. I mean, I was in amazing cardiovascular shape. I was going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week, doing pump classes, spinning classes, dance classes. I was running stairs. I don't know. I was like, how can this happen to me? So I started really, really digging into what was going on and what the heck I could do about it. Because obviously what I was doing then was not working. And what I found was that I was doing kind of all the wrong things, focusing too much on cardio, and actually not paying enough attention to my muscles, even though I actually thought I was doing muscle work in my pump class. So that got me actually started with weight training again, and I didn't hop back into the weight room. Well, first of all, I should say, when I say weight training again, back in college, I was a Division I lacrosse player, and in high school, I'd played field hockey and lacrosse. So in college, Division I lacrosse. And so when I went to college, I actually started weightlifting just because I wanted to. And I happened to have a roommate who was a varsity basketball player who was already familiar with weight training. So she kind of showed me the ropes in the weight room, and I started weight training like from week one when I started college. And then when lacrosse season rolled around, we got a strength coach. So I mean, weight room was not an unfamiliar place to me, and I had done weight training all the way through my first pregnancy. And then when the kids were born, it was like I couldn't really make it to the gym, and I did not know that I should, right? I thought, oh, fitness is fitness. I think probably I'm not alone in feeling like, oh, if I need to get fit again, I need to go running or, you know, do an aerobics class or step class or whatever. So, but now what I had learned is that weight training is really the thing that I needed. So the classes that I was doing, you know, just doing cardio classes or just doing pump classes were not going to stimulate my body in the way that it needed to be stimulated in order for me to see my beloved shoulder muscles and arm muscles and look lean and toned like I wanted to look again. So I started not by going straight back into the weight room. It was still like COVID was lingering. So I did find an online program, but it was still a little bit like a group fitness class. They were using weights, but a bit more like body pump-ish way of doing things in that they would do a certain thing for a certain amount of time and then you'd switch. And I noticed that, okay, yeah, but I wasn't really getting stronger and I wasn't really noticing any change in my body. And I realized that I needed to actually get much more structured about what I was doing. So I went into the weight room with a program. Of course, I've been studying this stuff, so I created my own program and started training. First, I was training often at home because I had accumulated a whole bunch of weights at home. And then as the situation with COVID eased, then I started going actually into the weight room more. I was also getting so much stronger that the weights at home weren't enough to challenge me anymore. Hey, I wanted to run an idea by you. I've been thinking about how to help more women get started weight training. I've been mulling over offering an online group program where women from all over could do this together virtually. So instead of one-on-one coaching, it would be me coaching a group of women at the same time. I was thinking it could happen in a Facebook group where we could all hang out, share training wins, ask questions, and get support and encouragement from the community, and of course, from me too. What do you think? Is this something that might appeal to you? Now, this is just an idea at this stage, but if this is something that could actually interest you, please let me know by signing up for the waitlist. Now, signing up is not an obligation to join, but if I do end up creating such a group program, you'd be the first to know and be able to join at a discounted price as a founding member. Most likely, I would launch this in the fall of 2023. You can join the waitlist at www.befitafter40.com/group, and I'll also pop the link in the show notes. It would really help if you would join the waitlist so I can get a feeling for whether this is actually interesting to my audience or not. Now back to the show. So yeah, and eventually I got really curious about, hey, so what kind of rate of muscle growth am I seeing here? So I decided to go ahead and get a body composition scan. Now, unfortunately, we don't have DEXA scans here where I live, and that would perhaps be a more accurate way of measuring it. So I did what I could, which was go to these in-body measurements, which is where they put an electric current basically through your body, and based on that, they're able to give some sort of an assessment of how much lean muscle mass and fat and water and whatever you have in your body. And the way that you make those measurements as comparable as possible is that you try to have them like at the same time of day if you're going to do two different measurements. So I always go first thing in the morning, before I've eaten, and you know, having not eaten for X number of hours before, and then making sure that my training has been the same the day before. So I wouldn't do like a tough heat workout the day before. And yeah, so that's how I've tried to keep them comparable. So I have now had three of those measurements done. The last one was done just before I started on my calorie deficit. I will take one more when I finish my calorie deficit because I am really curious to see how much muscle I have actually lost. As I've mentioned before, if you're dieting without weight training, you can lose between 25 and 30% of your lean muscle mass. And that is certainly not what I want to be doing because it is not so easy to put this stuff on. But before I started on my calorie deficit, I took three measurements over the course of almost 6 months, so 5.5 months, because I then started my calorie deficit. So I took it just before I started it. And over that time, my weight actually stayed approximately the same. I was not in any way paying attention to what I was eating, except for making sure that I was eating more protein than I had before. I was not eating quite as much protein as I am now. And the other thing I had done is I'd started incorporating whey protein shakes into my life so that after my workouts, I had my whey protein powder there in the locker room, and then I'd add the water, shake it up, and drink it. So I'd get that big protein boost right after my workout. And this is something that is really recommended for women in perimenopause, postmenopause. It helps to trigger the start of the muscle synthesis process that is happening after your workout, and also lower your cortisol levels, which rise during your workout. So it's not as strict for men. It's a little bit different for women, but that is the recommendation for women. So over this 6 months or 5.5 months, my weight stayed the same, but I did experience some body recomposition. So that was really, really nice to see. So I gained 700 grams. So that's 1.5 pounds of muscle. And my body fat decreased by 1.7%. So that was wonderful. And of course, that's muscle mass. So hypertrophy. So building more muscle, but you can also, that isn't a direct indicator of how much strength I have gained. So I have also gained a lot of strength. my weights, for example, I've mentioned this before, that when I was going to pump classes, I was bicep curling 5 kilo weights. And then when I started strength training, like seriously in the gym and applying progressive overload, that quickly moved up to 10 kilo weights. And the same thing has happened with my other muscles. So even if I'm not like developing these huge muscles, I am developing a lot of strength, and I can feel, I think the most amazing thing is that I can feel my body feels different, right? It is more firm. If I put my hands on my waist, it's like not as gushy as it was. It's much more firm. When I touch my arms or my legs, it's just a different consistency, right? Because muscle is more dense than fat. So I can definitely feel a difference. Plus, I feel a lot more strong. You know, lifting my groceries out of the car is like no problem. Picking up my son's hockey bag, moving furniture around the house. Even when I got my treadmill, I had to carry it up two flights of stairs. And I was thinking, oh, you know, these are the hardships of being a single woman, because the kids weren't even with me at that point. So I couldn't ask for any help. And I had to, I was determined to get started. So I carried it upstairs all by myself, and that worked just fine. So lots and lots of things that I've noticed, more than what I've been able to measure. And it would have been really, really interesting if somebody who was in perimenopause had done the same experiment at the same time and done the same workouts as me, to see whether they would have accumulated even more muscle. Because of course, if you are in menopause, like I am, you don't have the estrogen support. So, and if you don't know anything about this, then please go back and listen to podcast number 14, because I really discuss what happens with your hormones in menopause and the role of estrogen and what happens when all of a sudden you don't have estrogen anymore. So yeah. And for me, actually, the weight training, in addition to these wonderful benefits of, yes, I'm now feeling so much better in my body and feel so much more confident. And I feel like, yes, go ahead and like grab me around the waist because it's a firm waist, and all these kinds of things. I also recognize, I look at my mother and I recognize that, you know, it's not that far off. She's 25 years older than me. And the way that years are flying by at this age, that's just around the corner. And I want to be in really good shape when I get there so that I can continue to enjoy my life. And weight training is a lot more, or let's say it is a huge component of that, is in maintaining your body so that it is there for you, taking care of you when you are older. I encourage all women to get started, and get started, the sooner the better, because it is going to be easier. And then you get into the habit and you just keep going. It takes a while to see results. I started to get a little discouraged at some point. I was like, oh, this is really taking a long, long, long time. But oh my God, am I glad that I stuck it out, because now I feel like I'm really starting to see it. You know, of course, feeling it what came first, like all the feeling ways that I mentioned earlier, but now I'm starting to really see it. And I'm sure that by next summer, when I've been doing this for another year, I'm going to just look very different again, and it's just going to improve. So that was a summary of how my weight training journey has been going. And I want to remind you that I do have the other podcast episodes that I've done, and especially podcasts number 12 and number 13, which discuss the factors affecting how quickly you'll see results. So if you're wondering like, oh, is this going to take me as long as it took Lynn and those kinds of questions, then check that out because there are a lot of factors. That's why I had to break it into two podcasts because there really are so many factors, so many ways that you can optimize the results that you're getting. But the biggest thing is to get started. I would love actually to hear if other people have been doing measurements and how they have found their journey and, you know, have they noticed the same kinds of benefits that I have, that their body is getting firmer and how quickly they've noticed it, because it is so individual and I love to hear people's stories. So send me a DM in Instagram if you have heard this and you have some experiences to share. I'd love to hear from you. And otherwise, we will talk next time. In the meanwhile, happy training. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of 40 Plus Fitness for Women. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to show your appreciation, please hit the subscribe button. That helps me to reach more listeners because it signals to the podcast algorithm gods that this is a good show. Talk to you next week.